That was you.
I know, but poor Sam.
Hey, it's Bethany. I'm here with Kathleen and Sam.
Hi, guys.
Hi. During our day jobs, we're some of the women on the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. But this is our free time where we can be as messed up and quirky as we want. For example, Sam can't fit her headphones on today because her hair is like little panda ears. And
I
she
got
can't
my buns.
Fit, she
I like your panda ears.
Thanks. My hair buns.
It's like a little bit Gwen Stefani, 1999.
Thank you.
I love that Gwen Stefani.
It's a good year for her.
Yeah. I think that pigtail buns should be a thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But they never really went away in this studio. We pigtail buns.
I wore pigtail buns to our Jingle Ball this year.
They looked really cute.
Thank you. Them. But, like, it's the kind of hairstyle where your mother doesn't understand. You know, moms like ponytails and, oh, you look so pretty when your hair's not in your face.
Yeah.
But, like, when you wear pigtail buns, you know, moms are like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't quite understand
it. Will you take
it.
Your hair out, please?
Yeah, I know.
Like, but when you wear crop tops. Moms don't get crop tops either.
You know what? I remember, Sam, you might be a little bit too young for this, but I remember when the backless shirt was a thing.
Yeah. Adult. Okay.
And I went out of the house in a backless shirt, and my dad was not happy about it. And I had hair that went down to my hips. And so he was like, as long as you don't pull your hair into a ponytail, because literally the shirt.
You were a mermaid.
It was like a necklace, basically.
Yeah.
It covered like side boob barely.
Ooh.
And just down the front.
I think they wore those regularly on the Hills. Remember that show?
Sounds sexy.
That was like a staple in their wardrobe.
They were, I mean, it was gorgeous. It was like this really dark blue. It was like satin with gold
One
threading.
One of your colors.
I know.
By the way, I've given up. My headphones are off. I have to go out later tonight,
really?
And I am not showering again.
Mm.
Can you put them on behind your ears like people wearing hats
they're
do?
They're not like earbuds for anyone who thinks I'm insane. Like
no,
they're the
like
giant
big.
Hunky...
Put them on behind your ears.
I just called them hunky.
I'm surprised you showered at all.
Me too.
It's our last day of work for the year of 2016.
It is today.
And I'm in a really good mood.
Are you? Because you just had a mini panic attack.
I did have a mini panic attack. It had something to do with hot gyno and like photos and saving lives here, people.
Yeah.
But this is our last day and we get to party for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So as you're listening to this, we always pre-record these, obviously, but this is pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded.
Shh, don't tell them we pre-record these. It's always live. And
constantly.
When you re-listen, we do it again for you.
We're in your phones. We're like little people in your phones.
And the laugh track that you hear on all your favorite shows, those are real people.
Yeah, it's real.
They're watching
audience.
It live.
Every time. So I wanted to have you guys, I wanted us to kind of go back and think about the year. And don't turn this podcast off because it's not going to get boring.
No.
I get really
Liquor's coming out.
You said party, and then,
our skinny girl white cherry vodka.
You guys weren't supposed to hear that.
Bust it out, sister. We also have a box of Franzia on tap in the work fridge, if anyone wants to dig into some Franzia.
Should I get cups?
Sure, go get cups.
Okay, I'm also going to get the Franzia.
I'm going to introduce the concept while you go get cups.
We should both leave and Kathleen's alone.
Or Kathleen. So I get really bored and they're like, let's talk about our hopes for the future and remember our favorite moments, you guys, as best friends. Everything's amazing and I hope for peace and love. And then I turn it off.
And then we put each other's initials in our AIM profiles.
Yes. No. No. So I wanted us to go back and I wanted us to remember...
Yeah.
A year in 2016 that you loved that you didn't tell anybody about. No one knows about it yet.
A
it
secret moment.
Like, I met my boyfriend and I love him so much.
How do you get this wine out of the
You have to turn it. Like, turn it. It's no longer a push tab. I think it's like a twist tab on the Franzia.
There you go.
There we go. Now
Ooh, look at that blush wine. It's free flowing.
It's sunset blush. Thanks to Garrett, one of our producers, for giving me this box of Franzia on my birthday.
Cheers.
You know, it's kind of funny when people are like, oh, the most awesome moments I had this year. Check out my Instagram. My Instagram moments are the least favorite moments of my life. Because like when I'm trying to, I had a really epic picture on my Instagram this year. It was my husband and I kissing in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Great picture.
Shot number 72.
It was, it's what you don't see is that he's really annoyed at me and we're screaming at each other and I'm whispering in his ear, if you don't do this again, I'm going to divorce you.
You will love me.
Romance.
And it's not always those moments that are very public. Cheers.
Cheers, ladies. By the way.
You can't hear clinking because we're drinking this from coffee cups.
We're drinking
true alcohol.
We're drinking our Franzia from paper coffee cups.
Just it in my throat. Mm-hmm.
It's the moments where it's kind of nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the best ones.
Do you want to start, Kathleen? What was your favorite secret moment of 2016?
You know, and it's a multitude of moments kind of combined into one, but my husband and I like to dance.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we're feeling silly, we'll just put on our Amazon Alexa and we just do the silliest dances.
What is your favorite song to dance to with your husband?
Oh my goodness. A lot of Frank Sinatra. You put that on. But then sometimes I'll put on like Miley Cyrus Party in the USA.
Oh my God. That is such a great song.
Yeah. That's and we awesome. Flail our arms
can
like there's no tomorrow.
Can we give your favorite dance move? Can we film you doing your favorite goofy move?
Oh yeah. That's the shopping cart.
The shopping
when
cart.
When I fill nice. My cart with Doritos.
Nice. We should have a fun dance party.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Okay.
Wait, we need to find a venue and have a dance party.
I'm into that.
Doesn't it feel so good to mm-hmm. dance?
It really does, but mm-hmm. there needs to be a theme. It needs to be a costume theme. I don't want people to just show up in jeans and like a half shirt. I want people to show up like dressed. I want to... Can
unless
get...
it's the jeans and half shirt party.
Maybe it's the jeans and half shirt party. You can wear whatever half of a shirt you want, but it can only be one half.
Ooh, it would be really fun to do a 90s dance party because yay. 90s music is really good.
Yeah.
This pop music is how peaked. We do
ooh,
it.
Boy bands from the 90s.
Yeah.
That should be it.
Yeah.
I think pop music peaked late 90s, early 2000s. It will never be the same. A lot of Max Martin.
R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. Well, he's alive, but...
Well, not the music,
yeah.
not him.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Hey, Max, still, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Martin? I was going to ask a question. Oh, because the thing is, no one has masquerade balls anymore.
No.
And how are you supposed to make out with a stranger in a nook behind a large velvet curtain if there's not a masquerade ball to do it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a great idea, Bethany.
Thank you.
Wait, yeah, like who would even throw a masquerade ball anymore?
Someone with a castle, obviously. Well,
Blair Waldorf did in Gossip Girl.
She's perfect.
Season one.
Do we know anyone with a large estate or like some sort of penthousey sort of situation?
I can make some calls.
Could you make some calls?
I'll try.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
That's not.
We could have. We could have the smallest masquerade ball ever in my 800 foot square apartment.
Yes. I love that.
Anyway,
my dress is not going to fit. I want one of those really giant, like from Phantom of the Opera.
Exactly.
Like I could smuggle melons out from a store underneath. That's the size.
I'm going to wear my wedding dress.
Yes. Thank you. We're all on the same page. Yeah. Candelabras aplenty.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking like this is serious gothic stuff going on right now.
I like this so much.
This is what I want.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to do coming in 2017 along with, by the way, we had because it's the busiest month of the year for all of us, at least, you know, at the same time. Bethany hasn't turned 21 yet.
It's true.
We're just reminding everyone, stay tuned until 2017 because we need to pick a Saturday in January.
Yeah, when Bethany turns 21.
I sort of messed those plans up by going to Paris. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Man, I hope you had a time in Paris.
Okay, so Sam, do you have a secret memory from 2016 that you loved that you didn't tell anybody about?
Kathleen heard this yesterday out of necessity because she texted me while it was happening and I was like, I'm going through a crisis here. If you could just leave me alone for a second, that'd be great. And I didn't tell you yet. So this is a weird thing. I'm going to give like a very small portion of it, but...
Hold on, Kathleen.
Kathleen's choking!
She's going into anaphylaxis!
The time I saved her life! She's anaphylaxis!
It's like I'm double-fisting coffee and wine right now. I joked.
An upper and a downer. It's what we call a Saturday night.
We just do this to be normal.
This is leveling us out.
Jeez. I had a best friend. I've never spoken about him on the show. Ugh, my heart is racing, so I'm clearly rambling now. I'm going to put the wine down. He's my best friend, my 11 until about 4.5 years ago, and we stopped talking, and he cut off his whole family, not just me. He cut off parents, siblings, friends, and moved, and all of us were sitting with a big question mark on top of our heads.
Did he join a cult?
We weren't even sure, to be honest, at that point. We knew where he moved. We knew he moved with his new girlfriend, and that was that. And it's been 4 years, and I reach out to his siblings every so often. He had some stuff he had to take care of for himself, so it wasn't the biggest surprise, but it was a huge bummer. And yesterday I reached out to his brother and said, you know, hey, how you doing? How's everything? He goes, you must have spider senses because I heard from him this week. No. So what? It's like a roller coaster of up and down, happy, and he's ready to reconnect with his family. And I know that doesn't include me, so I'm not like, yay, I'm gonna hear from him this week. Totally different animal, but I am so happy for him and for his family because not to be tasteless, because this is not obviously the exact thing that happened, but they've kind of been like mourning a brother and a son because he vanished. So I'm very happy for all of them, and I'm keeping my expectations at a normal level.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't downgrade your significance to him just because you're not blood related.
No, I know.
Because sometimes your friends are more of your family than your family will ever be.
Yeah,
it's true.
And I was pretty surprised because I would, like, we were through some shenanigans. I saved him from a bunch of times. He was my pseudo-brother. I'd come home and he'd be in the kitchen with my mom. Like, I wasn't even home.
I love those friendships.
Yeah, so it was something special. But I'm happy that he's in a place where he apologized for any pain he may have caused the family and is very interested in pursuing a relationship with
him. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I'm really, really messed up in a good way over it right now. And it was, this is the second time something like this has happened in my life. First time was with a family member. I just want to remind everyone, no one is past hope. Mm. There might not be something you can actively do. Like, there was nothing I could do to find him or nothing I would do. It's not my place. But I would have, a million years, I was like, maybe in his adult life I'll meet him again.
Yeah.
But, you know, he reconnected. So no one is past hope. And I know a lot of people have people in their lives that have different various problems. And you're like, that, you know, you've kind of given up. And although, again, you might not be able to actively do something, there's still...
Yeah.
It could still happen. Time is a big, big thing.
You know what? Cheers to it never being too late.
Cheers.
For anything,
yes,
honestly.
It's like, true.
The new year is a testament to that.
Yes.
Now or never or in the future, like, there is no timeline on your accomplishments or things that you can reconnect with in your life.
Yep. I love it. I'm very excited.
Time is a human construct anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, and I found Pro Enamel Toothpaste.
It will change your life.
So between those two things, it's been a great 2016.
Change your life.
Enjoy your hot and cold beverages responsibly.
Yes.
Great, Bethany, what about you?
Okay, so I didn't really tell you guys this, but I had a pretty amazing moment last year.
What?
This year.
This year, 2016. Yeah, this year.
Whatever.
This year sucked. Mm-hmm. I just, like, get this out there for a minute? This was the worst year of my life. Like, not even, like, my parents got divorced when I was 17. This year sucked worse. And I know so many people who went through similar stuff. Like, my appendix decided to try to kill me. My beloved Oliver, my kitten, my soulmate died unexpectedly. I got my heart broken, which I didn't tell, like, our listeners about because it was super personal, but got my heart stomped on.
Yeah. Yes.
What other horrible things happened? Other horrible things happened that I can't remember, but that's why I was so excited about 2017. But there was this awesome moment where I have this friend and we've never done anything, like, physical, whatever.
Okay.
But we're both crazy attracted to each other.
So it's a guy.
It's a dude.
If you said the name, would we know?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, God.
No. No.
That's so scandalous.
I know. I keep him super secret in my pocket.
I now have to follow you around with my Raquel Welch wig on and my sunglasses.
Your Carmen Sandiego trench coat.
Yes.
So we're both great to the point where, like, when we hang out, sometimes it gets really awkward and quiet, and he'll go... okay.
Oh,
and he'll,
God,
like, turn away.
So cute.
Because we're both awkward AF. Like, we're both so profoundly awkward.
It's charming.
Why don't you act on it?
Okay, there was a time over the summer that I was wandering around in this, like, farmer's markety area over the weekend, and I look up and he's randomly there. Like, I was like, oh my God, how's it going? Juan, not
friend.
His name. And
this is a Nancy Meyers sitcom. I mean, rom-com.
And we were like, hey, how's it going? And so we hung out for a little bit and we were chatting and we were making eyes at each other and nothing was happening. And I was like, Sam's eyes twitching. And finally I was like, can I tell you something? And he said, yeah. And I was like, I really want to kiss you right now. This happened.
I'm dead.
Guess what we did?
So proud.
You kissed.
We went into an alley and we made out for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God, you dirty, dirty
it
Susan.
It was wonderful.
Oh my goodness.
I'm literally so jealous of you. I'm going to cry right now.
It was wonderful.
My pits are sweating.
It was wonderful. And he's an amazing kisser. And then we haven't had a chance to hang out since. And we keep trying to hang out. But,
what?
And I know that the next time we hang out, we're going to make out. Like, it's
Wait
just going to happen.
What was his response? Was it like a laugh? Was it an eyes up? Like, you know, did he say anything? Did he just take your hand? What?
No, do you know what his response was?
What?
Okay.
I am, like, put some dirt over me and bury me. Because I'm 6 feet under the ground right now.
Oh my God.
It was so wonderful because you guys know me.
I
don't do this kind of thing, but I knew that it was so okay because we had talked about it before. We just had never done it before.
Oh my God.
Maybe the fates above, the gods above, whomever is controlling Cupid's arrow above is like, they're perfect for each other.
No, we're not
yet.
We're not perfect for each other.
Okay.
Can I change
really,
my memory?
He really wants children and yeah. I really don't.
Gotcha.
What?
I'll take care of him.
What?
Can I change my favorite memory to that time Bethany told us about the guy she made out with in the alleyway?
That's
you can. My favorite. My friend's cool, but this is my favorite memory of 2016. I'm shocked. Kathleen's shocked.
Yeah.
We are shocked.
I am floored.
Yay!
It was lovely. And every once in a while, he'll just text me like, hashtag Allie.
Oh my God!
Okay, so
you
know what?
We're starting a hashtag Allie.
All three of our moments have in common.
What?
They are movie moments, guys.
Yes, they are.
Hashtag movie moments. So can we make like 2017 the year of hashtag movie moments?
Yes.
Okay.
We absolutely can.
I'm gonna start crying.
It was wonderful.
Wait, so
this is a big day for
us. Do you guys have any goals in 2017? And I'm talking like crazy. I forget the losing weight, the eating healthy, the making more money. Like,
yeah.
What's
the
crazy
do that, all the time.
That you want to do in 2017?
That's a really good question.
I want to jump off a cliff into a body of water.
That's a great one.
I'm dying to do that.
I'd love to photograph you jumping off a cliff into a body of water.
And I had
the cliff.
I had the opportunity to do it once a few years ago in Hawaii, and I was chicken scared.
Aww.
And I didn't do it, and I like found a lower rock where the drop was like 2 feet, like
yeah.
It wasn't, and I didn't do it, and I just keep thinking about it. So this
okay.
is the year I'm gonna do it.
So where can this happen? So we're all going on that one hike where we're gonna get murdered. Are there waterfalls?
Yeah,
there are
a lot of waterfalls.
How deep is the water?
I don't know.
How deep is your water?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find a way to
How
make it happen.
Deep is your water? I really need to learn. When living in a world of pools, breaking us down.
Where are our masks
in a pool
and our gowns? This would be a perfect masquerade 90s ball.
I
Wait,
agree.
Was that the 90s? Was that the 80s?
The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm
late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Never been called a good timeologist, so there you go.
I don't
go.
Think
Literally
I have
never?
Either, but I didn't know that.
Historian... Not me.
You know one thing? I'm not a timeologist.
I still believe that Abraham Lincoln is a vampire slayer. The book was so convincing.
No, he totally he is.
Yeah, and he was friends with Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, well, probably.
Wait, so what about you guys? What crazy things do you want to do in 2017?
Sam!
Just start rattling them off.
Here's one thing I've always wanted to do ever. It's been the only physical thing high up there on my bucket list. I really, really, really want to hang glide. And my friends close to me think it's nuts because I don't want to skydive.
Not nuts.
And statistically, it's so much more dangerous to hang glide.
Really?
So like, yeah. Huh. And I only know one person who's ever done it. And when she got to the top of the hill, wherever it was, with three friends, they went first. And then the winds picked up when she went. So they were up there for 45 minutes before she was let back down.
No way.
But like,
we're going to Mexico. You might be able to do it there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're good. I've never looked into this. I don't know where good hang gliding is.
Yeah.
But I've always been curious, but I'm scared. Now that I'm older and I realize how dangerous it is, I'm afraid of it, but I still don't not want to do it. I want to do it.
No, you should do it.
Is anyone interested?
Yes, of course. I'll hang gliding.
Absolutely. Wait,
wouldn't you do it with me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh my God.
We'll jump off a cliff into a pool and then we'll go hang gliding.
Flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Hashtag movie moment.
Yeah. Hashtag movie moment. And if there's water underneath, we could let go of the hang glide.
Oh my God.
And jump into
You know what would be so amazing? If we found a pair of pants that fit all of us.
Yes, and then go to Greece.
And then we go to Greece.
And we write each other letters from the next hotel door, which we're in, and
May
send
these
it with
pants
love.
Bring you magic from size 2 to size 14.
They even fit these hips. All this.
Wait. Find pants that fit Bethany's lovely long legs
and my childbearing
hips and me and Kathleen's petite nuggets. That would be the miracle of traveling.
I'm
pets.
Putting you in my phone as petite nuggets from now on. By the
petite
way,
nuggets.
Yeah,
our little carrot sticks of legs.
Carrot sticks like no knees. I just
no knees.
Just walk and it's like
no knees. They're magic. I'm sure someone makes magic pants. Aeropostale probably makes magic pants.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you guys see the pants that don't stain?
No.
Yes, from Old Navy.
From Old Navy?
Yeah.
White those pants, are magic pants. She spilt red wine on her white pants and went like that. And it was like a smooth tarp surface. It just disappeared.
What is this alien technology?
We should probably get them.
You know, now that I think about it, I think the year 2013 brought us magic pants, and they're called jeggings.
Yes! God bless jeggings. Can I tell you, though, like, I'm not getting in, no one's paying me to say this. I ordered two pairs of pants from Aeropostale and in two different sizes, and they both fit me perfectly.
That's
really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Pants or jeans?
They are jeans.
Jeans, okay.
They're like jeggings from Aeropostale. They both fit me perfectly. I feel like we could all fit. I feel like those might be the traveling pants.
Those are our sisterhood pants.
I love it.
Sisterhood of the Yaya traveling pants.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm combining two different movies. Bethany, what crazy thing do you want to do in 2017?
I want to be on an episode of Law & Order.
That, oh my God, you'd be the best dead girl ever.
Can I tell you? Oh, so here's the thing. I can cry really well if I need to, and I want to be on a defendant stand crying about being assaulted.
Okay, tangible steps towards getting this to happen. How? There's so many episodes and there's always new people, so this is so absurdly possible.
Here's the thing. I have a friend who works on SVU and also recently directed an episode, but I don't know how much control she has over casting, but I also feel like everyone in New York has been on an episode of Law & Order. Like, I feel like it's my damn turn.
Yeah, you have to ask her. You have to ask her, because even if she doesn't have a lot of control, she has to know someone. She
That's
can be
true.
Like, okay, you're right, but here's Fred. Here's an email.
That's true.
Send him a nudie and like you'll probably be in. Like,
easily. Dude, everyone has
I'll
a nudie.
I'll send him a nudie for you.
You could also go stand outside the stage doors of every Broadway play in New York City.
Just cry.
Just with like a little notepad. Be like, excuse me, can I ask you a question? How did you get into that episode of Law & Order? I'm looking for a connection.
I love this.
And just like every night do a different show.
I love it.
I'm telling you, you probably have like 15 connections by the time you're done.
I love it.
You can just ask a random person on the street in Manhattan, how did you get onto Law & Order?
Yes.
And they'll have an
shot.
Answer.
Yeah. 50-50
They'll have an answer. Come on in, Andrew. You can come in.
Hi, Andrew.
Bye, buddy.
Hi.
We love you.
Wait. Oh, this is Andrew, who we put on our Instagram the other day.
We love you. He's the one who tried to take care of Oliver and was afraid.
Hi, baby.
He's a hero to many.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy
Cat
Hanukkah.
Person to few.
Cat person to few.
Merry Kwanzaa to you,
Merry Kwanzaa.
Too.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
The happiest Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. Seriously. Also to you.
Thank you for everything we do. We love you so freaking much.
You guys too.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Go get Sloppy Girl drunk.
Oh, I'm done.
Bye,
bye.
White girl wasted.
White girl wasted. 2017. I want to make a beef bourguignon like Julia Childs.
Good. Very good.
For sure.
Okay, now you guys go.
I want to throw out half of my closet and only wear things that spark joy.
Yes.
Love that. I want to throw a legit stupid vomit if needed party because I've never done that in my life.
I want to work in more daytime sequins.
Oh, daytime sequins are the best.
Yes.
One of your things.
Yes.
You
yes.
need to do it more.
Yeah.
Good. I like this. Mm-hmm.
I want to learn how to wear socks with high heels better.
I love that look.
I love that look, but I always feel like I fail.
Yeah.
I like that. I want to dip dye my hair gray.
Yes!
Gray.
Yes!
Like, not even like gray.
Yeah.
I love that. I want to sell an illustration.
That's really good!
Right?
Can we auction it off?
Yeah!
I love that.
So
but I
want to
sell it
this.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a struggling artist, honestly.
Fine, I guess we're not going to put it on our Twitter.
Got it. No, I like it. I like it a lot. I want to write an article for an online news source.
Absolutely.
I want to become part of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yours is so much nicer than ours.
Don't feel good about it, because I've literally been saying that for 2 years. It's
your
time.
Your heart is bigger than most.
Yeah, your heart is bigger than mine.
My heart's bigger than most, too.
Your
so that's really nice.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I love that idea. Well, now I feel like crap.
Why?
I want to donate $1 million to an animal charity.
I want to take a bath in a tub of glitter.
I want to save everyone in Africa.
I was
even
reading
the ones
this
who are doing
even
well.
The ones who are doing great, who are far richer than I'll ever be. I'm coming for you.
Don't worry, I'm a white woman coming to save
you're
you.
From Africa. Why are you white?
You can't just ask people why they're white. Oh, my God.
Oh, clearly we've checked out.
Oh, I had one more that I was going to say. What was it? What was it? What was it? I don't remember what it... Oh, I know what it was. Wait, can I tell you? So I did lose Oliver, and I feel like no home is complete without an animal in it. I can't get... I love dogs. Dogs are my jam, but I can't really... I don't have a lifestyle for it, especially if I'm going to be on Law & Order.
Yeah.
So I want to get cats again, but I want to get two so they can, you know, keep each other company when I'm not home, which is always. But I know... I don't want, like, just any cat. I want... And this is how I know that the universe is telling me these are your cats.
Okay.
I want a brother and sister cat from an animal shelter. One has to be missing a leg and one has to be missing an eye. Like they were in some sort
tall
of
order.
Yeah, that they were in some sort of horrible situation that I would never wish on an animal. Mm-hmm. But if any animals need to be rehabbed, like I'm super good at it. And I want a tripod cat and a one-eyed cat, brother, sister, so I can bring them into my home, foster them, and make them feel loved. And I'm going to name her Minerva Purr, and I'm going to name him Loki. Now, if those two cats show up one day, I'll know it's a sign from the universe. 2017, listen up. I hope you're paying attention.
That is so amazing.
Can you imagine a little tripod cat and his little eyeless sister?
Can we make a little peg leg?
Little kitten peg leg.
I had a brother-sister cat growing up, and just that dynamic is a really fun, wonderful dynamic.
I saw a video this morning of two cats, like, one cat started eating, the other cat smacked him on the head, and then they both looked at the third cat who was just watching, and there was this pause, and then the third cat get smacked on the head by the other two.
It's you brilliant. Bystander.
Exactly.
That's really lovely.
That's what I want for 2017.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like our hearts are open to new experiences.
I like it.
Let us know what you want to do in 2017, but it better be funny and not heartwarming.
Yeah. Hashtag movie moments.
Yeah. None of this heartwarming crap.
Or we'll smack you with a cat paw.
Like a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah. We want to know what's funny. And what was your favorite secret moment of 2016?
Yeah, let's make it not a secret.
Was it scandalous?
I cannot believe you made out in an alley. I'm still dying.
Yeah, I can't believe you waited how many months to tell us that. Did you have this podcast topic since then?
No, because I've been keeping it a secret. He's really hot, too.
Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I can handle looking at a photo of him.
I'm excited. I'm perched on my chair. I'm perched.
But the thing about it is, like, we want such different things out of life that, like, it's not anything that could ever be anything. And so I think we just sort of enjoy the occasional ships passing in the night. Hey, let's make out in an alley and then go on with our lives.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. It's always a fascinating question to me, and I'd imagine to a lot of people. Is it the person that sometimes makes you shift your story around them, or do you have your set story and you need to find the person to fit? The beautiful thing is, there is no answer.
There is no answer.
But
no
I'm just answer. So curious as to which one it is.
Oh, I'm going to find like a really hot picture of him, too. And you guys are going to be like, what the hell? And I'm going to be like, yeah.
I may be thinking about that question all night.
I think about it a lot. I have two married coupled friends that right now one does and one doesn't.
Ugh.
Two different couples. And it's just the most curious thing to me. I've spoken to one of them. I'm like, did you have this discussion? And she said we did, but it just like not being together wasn't an option. I'm like, what's that like?
God.
What the hell?
Oh, he's so cute.
Hottie alert.
I know.
I want to say his name because his gram's right in front of us, but
nope.
I won't. But I won't.
Nope.
I'm thinking it really loudly. So all of you people with magic powers, I'm putting the microphone to my temple.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
He's super pretty, right?
Oh, do you know, we had an intern who was on The Big Show. Her name is Chi, and she went on air and she said this funny thing. And she's talking about how she didn't want to go to a party because it wasn't part of her narrative.
Yes, that was more she wasn't going to wine bar. It was more her narrative.
Yeah, more her narrative.
I love that.
I do too.
I want to get the word narrative tattooed on my wrist.
That.
Like, follow your narrative.
Yeah.
Write your
story. Kathleen, do you want to go to this place for dinner? And you'll like, show me your wrist. And no.
It's not my narrative.
Not my narrative.
If I ever have to break up with a guy again, I'm going to be like, sorry, you're not my narrative.
Yeah.
You're not part of my narrative.
It's so funny.
You're not my story.
I love literary puns.
I know, right?
I was trying to get this one started where when someone says something that you're like, okay, that's like kind of silly or stupid. And I don't even like the word stupid, but I want to get this thing started where people go, oh, I see you're still working on your iambic pentameter. where what they said was like so unelegant.
Shakespeare through shade. That would be his thing.
Idiotic.
That's awesome.
Right? You're still working on the poetry of your life. The poem of your life is still not finished.
Bless you.
That's really good. I think the more we can class up this world, she said as she drank Franzia out of a paper cup, all the better.
Yes.
All right. Well, ladies, what's up? Awesome job on this episode.
Wait, what did we learn this week?
I know, we should ask. What's going on?
I learned a lot about my friends. Yeah. I thought I knew a lot about you guys.
Nope.
But I learned more.
Allie. Mm. Hashtag Allie.
Hashtag Allie.
I know. Thank God for New York City and all of the alleys we have.
Right?
New York City is the most magical city.
It is.
So what did you learn this week, Kathleen?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I learned anything.
Really?
Oh, I learned that I will choke if I double fist boxed wine and coffee.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
That's fair.
And, I know what I learned.
What?
That you can relive your childhood because I'm going to see the Nutcracker tonight.
Yay!
And it's going to be magical. I just know it.
That's adorable.
Where are you seeing it?
In Lincoln Center.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love the steps in front of Lincoln Center.
I love
Center.
That. Yeah. What time is it? Can I buy tickets?
7 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
They are still available.
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that.
Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that...
I can vamp if you need.
That, no, I remember. It just went away for a second.
Okay.
Wait, what's vamping?
Killing time.
Oh.
What you're doing for me right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the thing with the vodka. That's what I learned. Wait. That triple distilled or 10 times distilled or whatever just means that they boiled it. I'm butchering it. That they did it real. They warmed it up or something to make it more pure.
Mm-hmm.
Like it went through some kind of filter.
Uh-huh.
And then they did it twice more. So to me, that's like saying, here's like an apartment with a 3 times waxed floor.
Mm.
Like, is it really that much fancier?
Yeah,
or is it just pretty words that makes me buy it and pay more?
Just buy the crappy vodka and put it through your Brita filter a couple times.
Exactly.
True.
Triple Britted
True.
Vodka. It's just confusing. What is that?
I like it. I'm
a
into
little
that.
Insulted, but they got me.
What about you, Bethany?
I actually learned this from you, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
You know how your fingers get so freaking cold in the middle of the sub-zero winter?
Yeah.
This, oh my gosh. Sam taught me to put on rubber gloves, like rubber gloves that you get that you steal from the doctor's office when the doctor goes away for a second.
Yeah.
You put those on underneath your gloves.
What?
Think about how sweaty your hands get when you're wearing rubber gloves. It's freaking amazing.
It doesn't let the heat escape, so it just reflects itself back,
yeah.
And you don't get cold Wait. Hands.
So I'm just imagining somebody coming inside from being bundled up outside,
yeah.
And they take off their mittens, and they're like, oh, sorry, I forgot to take these off after my anal examination.
Exactly. You look like you're perpetually ready to give somebody a rectal exam or massage their prostate.
I mean, that's so freaking funny.
Oh, my God.
And your fingers are warm.
Literally just took latex gloves out of your pocket.
My mom used to carry them around so she could always be ready to deliver a baby at a moment's notice.
Yeah,
that's just.
I think
bonus.
I want your mom to deliver my baby.
She would in a minute.
Oh man, I love your mom. So, did your dad teach you this, or like, does he have these gloves at home?
No, my lame ass boyfriend did.
Really?
Yep. Because he plays football at crazy cold temperatures, and I'm just like, how can you grip? I can understand I run around in the cold, like that's one thing. But I'm like, how do you grip the ball? Like my fingers stop working at a certain temperature. He's like, we all wear rubber gloves, and he looked at me like I'm an idiot.
Like, duh.
It's like we all wear rubber gloves. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, it doesn't let the heat escape your hand. You put on rubber gloves and then you put on your gloves.
How have I been from Wisconsin where you can get like 30 below zero normal in the middle of the winter? I've never heard this before.
Oh, JJ. I meant to say, hey, happy winter, Bethany. I know it's your favorite time of year.
It is. Thank you. I come alive. I'm my best self.
And no one's going to offer me their condolences.
Nope. Live your best life, Sam. It happens in the winter.
Bethany's narrative is best in the winter.
Thank you.
Sam's narrative is best in the summer.
Yeah, the devil's month.
Hibernate is what I want, is what my tattoo will say.
In the words of Kenneth from 30 Rock, coffee is hot, and hot is the devil's temperature. That's how I feel about summer.
Oh, God, whatever. I'm going to go wrap my entire body in latex and then put a jacket on.
Yeah, you are, you little dirty skank.
So, before... Wait, Sam, just for 1 second, please share your story about your boyfriend's grandma yesterday.
Oh my gosh. So I met my boyfriend's grandparents yesterday because he went to pick something up from their house and they live in the area. And I went to give her a hug and I was wearing my jacket and she said, as, you know, as a compliment to William, oh, she's so warm. And I made a bad joke because that's what I do. I said, yeah, this is my favorite jacket. She looks at me, she goes, oh, you little bitch. Oh, you little bitch. And then she took my hand and walked me to the couch with her.
sit down.
The best types of grandmas have potty mouths.
I look over at William and I'm like, did anyone else hear that?
That's oh my awesome. God.
That's so funny.
You little bitch.
That's awesome. Amazing. Grandparents are the best.
She's a fun grandma. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, you guys. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for listening to us in 2016.
You breathe life into this podcast, all of our
really
listeners.
Did.
We love you.
We love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We hope that you have an incredible new year, incredible vacation, whatever you're doing right now. And in 2017, everything just gets bigger and better for you. We
Hell
love
yeah.
you.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers, you guys.
Grow from the hard moments and really bask in the amazing moments.
Yeah. And find someone and kiss them in an alley.
Happy New Year!